Welcome to A Quiet Life. I'm Ruth, your host, and it is just so great to be with you today. Thank you so much for pressing play and spending some time with me. Today, it is just time with me, and I hope you're not too disappointed, but Scotty really badly hurt his back, and when I went to do the interview with him on Ultra, he wasn't there, and nobody else was there, because technology is a wonderful thing, and just like I record my podcast in my study at home, sometimes people who talk on the radio can also record at home, and I hope I'm not giving away too many trade secrets there, but anyway, that's what happened. There was no Scotty and no replacement, and so for this second part of my storage series, is a two-part series a series? Anyway, for my second part, you're just going to have me. So I'm looking forward to talking with you. It's very cool. I would normally have recorded this last week, and you know, I give myself heaps and heaps of space and time to record my podcast because things happen. And the thing that happened in the last week or week and a half was that I launched a new novel under my other name, which is RJ Amos, and you can find that at rjamos.com, and it's called The Universe is a Small Place, and it's a nice, clean, wholesome, fun science fiction adventure set in Cygnet, Tasmania, just in case you're wondering. You know, I'm just telling people about it everywhere. But yeah, so that launch, the launch party, the online launch, and the in-person launch, because we had a big party down in Cygnet, that just took up the whole week, and If I wasn't doing stuff for it, it was still taking up brain space in my head, and I just couldn't think outside of that. And I'm sure that you have that same situation too, and that's why I give myself plenty of space to do the podcast, because sometimes you just can't think about something else when there's something big coming up. And the big thing that's coming up for all of us at the moment is Christmas, and so that's probably foremost in your brain. Storage may not be the thing you want to think about right now, unless you're thinking, I need to get my storage sorted out so that I can deal with Christmas when it comes, in which case I hope I'm very helpful to you today. But again, the good thing about podcasts is you can listen to it any time, and you know, you may actually be listening to this after Christmas, in which case, hooray, let me help you get your storage sorted out. Next podcast that I do will be more end of year / Christmassy sort of podcast, because it will be posting right on Christmas, but it'll also be something that you can apply to all of the year, because podcast time is just so different, isn't it? It's like you listen to it at any time. I know that I tend to get into a podcast and then listen to all of the, I go back to the beginning and I just go, right, what did you have to say, and listen to all of the podcast from then until now. I've done it with a knitting podcast called Yarniacs. I listened to Yarniacs right through from, you know, years and years of podcasts, and now I'm only going to get one every 2 weeks, and that means, I need to find something else to listen to, and so I decided to listen to a running podcast called Not Your Active Runner. Not Your Active Runner, that's a strange name for a podcast. Not Your Average Runner. And now I'm listening to all of her backlist as well, because, you know, I can, and it helps me get to the gym and do my running. So whenever you're listening to this, whether it's just before Christmas or not, I hope that it's helpful to you, and I'm really, really grateful that you're here with me. All right, let's get on to storage, because that's what I'm talking about. Last time I talked about my two top tips, and they were decluttering your house so you have less stuff to store. So, like, you know, you need to regularly go through and just chuck stuff that doesn't belong anymore, is not useful or beautiful. I was saying to my husband yesterday, to Moz, you know, there's that saying, do not keep in your house anything which you do not know to be useful or believe to be beautiful. But I have to go a bit further, because we have this really beautiful bottle, a very thick glass bottle that we'd used for wine, that we'd bought some wine in, and we finished it up, and it's an absolutely gorgeous bottle, but I can't keep it. There's no point. There's no use to it. And even though I think it's beautiful, I can have too much beautiful stuff in my house, and so that bottle has gone out to the recycling, which is a bit sad, but I think that other people may not see it as being as beautiful as I see it. So decluttering, getting rid of stuff so that you don't have more stuff than the container that is your house can hold. And then the other top tip was easy to get out and easy to put away, so that things have their home and you can put them in the home. If it's difficult to put away, you're just simply not going to put it away. Like it just takes too much time and effort and it won't happen. It'll sit outside the cupboard or outside the door, on the floor, or on the table. And so having it easy to take out of the place and easy to put back in, very important top tip. Okay, so we're going to go through a few more tips, but I just wanted to say before I started talking about storage tips, you might listen to what I say on this podcast and then come to my house and go, Ruth, what do you really know what you're talking about? Because honestly, look at your coffee table. And that is true. And I just want to say for all the perfectionists who are like me, we are looking for 80% here, not 100%. So you can listen to a couple of podcasts ago, Scotty and I talking about 80% being enough. And it is. And Sandra Felton's the same. She's the Messies Manual person. That she's fantastic. But she talks about, you know, if you think about your house on a scale of 0 to 10, you don't want to be a 10 cleanie. Because at that point, people don't feel comfortable in your house. When everything's absolutely spotless, everything's put away, your house looks like a display home, nobody wants to sit in case they disturb something, nobody wants to walk in with shoes on just in case they put a crumb of dirt on the carpet. It's not comfortable. It's not a living space. And our houses are for living in. And so we're looking for a usable space. You know, 60 to 80% is good. Is excellent, is what we're looking for. My house is going to have to be a completely different place in about 2 weeks when my little grandson, who's now crawling and pulling himself up on everything, comes to visit, because he's going to need to not, eat the chargers or stick his fingers into the PowerPoints or pick up the knitting off the coffee table and then spread it all over the lounge room. So we're going to have to change things there. And as you know, there are seasons in our lives where you have to be a bit more careful. But what I'm talking about here, these storage tips, I want you to think in terms of about 80%. Let's try and get most of it there most of the time. Okay, so next hint that I have is put like things together. Or alike things together, things that belong together. So this is either, like I've got a drawer in my desk here that has all of my electrical cords and plugs and chargers and bits and bobs, everything electrical in this drawer on my right-hand side. So if I buy a new doodad to stick in my computer so that I can do the thing, sorry, I really am trying to think of technical terms and I don't have them. So you know what I'm talking about though, doodad and thingy, you know, that's that. If I buy those things for my computer, they go in the electrical drawer and that's where they belong and all of them are together. So I know if I'm looking for some random USB key or charger or whatever, it's going to be in the electrical things drawer. So they're like things together. All of my pencils and pens, I have a couple of places to put them. So some are in my left-hand side drawer on my desk and some are in a pen holder on my desk, but they're together. They're not spread throughout the house. And I'm sitting in my office, so I'm thinking about my office. But if I think about the rest of the house, all of the sleeping bags are together in the hall cupboard. There's a drawer in my dresser in the kitchen that is for it's the junk drawer, you know, but it's for pens, it's for bookmarks, it's for things like that, that and cough lollies. They all go in that drawer, like things together. But the other part of this tip is not just if they are alike, if you think I can put them all together in my head, they all belong in the same category. That's one way of looking at it. But another way of looking at it is what the things that I need to do a job, those things all go together. So I've talked about my ironing board before, but I'm talking about it again. The ironing board, the iron, the little cup that you use to fill up the iron, and the extension cord, they are all in one cupboard. They're all in the same place. So when I want to do ironing, which is infrequent, yes, but when I want to do ironing, I can go to the one place and find all the things together. And I think this comes under another heading as well, but the sheets and doona covers and whatever that go on the king size bed, they're all in one place together. So I'm not putting sheets in one drawer and pillowcases in another drawer and whatever. It's a bundle. This sheet, pillowcases and doona cover, they all belong together because they all do the one job of covering the bed when I change the sheets, and so they are all in the one drawer together. So like things together, or things that need to do a job, get put together in the one place. I got so many examples. I just find it a really sensible way of organizing the house, and you probably have examples too, and please feel free to tell me about it because I love all this kind of stuff. Okay, so all like things together, or all the things that do the one job, if that's what makes them alike, they all go together. Okay, another hint is store things where they're near where they'll be used. So the sheets and duna cover and pillowcases that I was just telling you about, they are in a drawer, and that drawer is under our bed, at the base of our bed. And I, when we saw the bed head that we wanted and it had drawers, that's what I wanted. I wanted to have drawers there to put all the linen that goes with the bed near the bed. So we've got two drawers there. One has our spare duna, the other has all the sheets and pillowcases and whatever. So there's no, I need to change the bed and going up to the hall cupboard. They all belong near the bed. They're all going to be near the bed. Or all of our plates, bowls, etc. are in the cupboard right next to the dishwasher, so that I can just unload the dishwasher and put the plates away without moving my feet, really, hardly at all. And yes, again, 80%. So all of the glasses are stored in a cupboard over the other side of the kitchen because I can't actually organize my kitchen around my dishwasher. But the major things are right next to the dishwasher, so we can just deal with it. And then the utensils that I use for cooking, so my wooden spoons and my egg flips and my whisks and things like that, tongs, they are all in a vase, and it's a nice wide mouth vase that I don't think I'd use for flowers, but I use for utensils. So all my utensils go in that vase next to the stovetop. So as soon as I am working on the stove and I need a utensil, I can just reach out my hand and grab one. I don't have to walk even across the kitchen, which is not very far. It's right there. It's being stored right next to where it will be used. Another example for this is our fireplace. So we're lucky enough to have a beautiful fireplace, but I'm storing matches, fire lighters, fire starting paper. All of that goes in a drawer in the coffee table, which is just opposite the fire. So we don't have to walk into the laundry or wherever. It's right there, right next to where it will be used. A lot of people store their keys right next to their front door following this tip, because they're going to pick up the key as they walk out the door. So that those sort of things of it, just where it makes sense to store something because it's right near where it will be used. But on that point about where it makes sense to store things, Dana K. White, who I talked about in the last episode, has this fantastic question that she asks anyone who's picking up anything and thinking, where should I store this? And the question is, where would you look for it first? And so everything that I've said just makes sense to me. But if you wouldn't look for that thing, if you, let's go with the matches. If you were looking for matches and you would always look in the third drawer down in the kitchen, then you put those matches there. Don't listen to me. Don't change your mind. Think about where you would look for them and put them there. Otherwise, you're going to have some there and some in the other place, and you're going to be duplicating, and there's no point in that. So where would I look for it? Put it there. However, you know, I still think putting things near where you want to use them will be good. And I know that Dana's talking about people who are decluttering for the first time, and she's very clear on this. She says, if you are helping someone declutter, or if you are decluttering yourself and you say, where would you look for this pair of shoes? And the person says, I'd look for it in the fridge. Don't say, well, that doesn't make any sense. Change your mind about that. No, at that point in time, in that person's head, they would look for their shoes in the fridge. Put their shoes in the fridge, because the whole point is to know where things are and be able to access them instead of having them lost in strange places around the house. And on that point about things being lost, some of us are visual storage people. Now, I like clean surfaces, though I'm just looking at my desk and thinking you wouldn't know looking at it at the moment. But I generally like clean surfaces. I like to have the kitchen bench totally clean. I like to have the cupboard doors closed. It just clears my mind and gives me space to think. It's like if I'm around a cluttered disorganized space, it starts to make my brain feel cluttered and disorganized, and it can get to the point where I can start to feel angry. So yeah, my daughter is a very different visual person to me, let's put it that way, and she likes visual reminders. And when she was a teenager and working her way through this, her bedroom was something that I just could not handle, and walking up the hallway to her bedroom would make me angry. And I said to her, look, I'm really sorry, but you have to deal with your bedroom, because it's making me feel angry and tense as soon as I walk up the hallway to look at the clutter in your space. Now, part of the way that I've dealt with that is by saying that space is your space and it is not my responsibility. And so I'm not going near it. I'm not going in it. I'm not taking any responsibility for it. And that helped a lot. Another way I dealt with it was by going for long walks and just pounding the frustration out onto the pavement. That helped a lot too. Life with, you know, like, it's not worth ruining your relationship with your daughter just to have a clean space. But the point I'm trying to make here is cluttered spaces make my head feel cluttered, and it means I don't think as well and I don't feel as peaceful. And noisy spaces with lots of visual interest, I guess, or visual stuff going on makes me feel tense and even sometimes just angry. So that's who I am. And so I would prefer to know where everything is and then close the doors so that I'm looking at a peaceful space. But some people, my daughter included, are not like that. They like to have things out in the open. They like to be able to see what they have. And that can cause tension when you've got these two types of people living in a house. But there are ways to deal with it and still be organized. And one of those is to use clear containers. So you can put things in the containers, contain them, put them away, but you can see through the container to see what you've got in there. Another way is to write labels. Like, if you're really finding it difficult to stay organized, label things everywhere so that people know that that's where the thing goes. So with other people in your house will know the scissors go there because the label is under it that says scissors, or the cutlery goes there because the label on the drawer says cutlery. It may feel a bit weird, but the idea is to have a workable, usable space that works for you, that you feel organized and you feel peaceful and you can do whatever you need to do. This is not just for what other people think of my house. This is to make my house useful, that works as a house, to store my stuff and so I can use my stuff and so I can live in my house. That's what we're aiming for here. So if you need to label the shelves on your hall cupboard so that people know towels go here and sheets go there, put a label, find a labeler and put a label on that shelf so people can know where to put stuff back. Putting stuff back is the plan. Spice straws, I don't know, all those kind of things. So yeah, don't be afraid of labels. And if you are a closed storage person living with an open storage person, then labels are a really good thing because that open storage person can still have that visual clue of where things should go. Okay. This tip is a little bit strange, especially when I've spent ages talking about decluttering, but this is also a very useful tip. And the useful tip is to be used advisedly. Sometimes you might need to buy more than one. So my big example for this is scissors. Scissors are used in so many different places. And if you have one pair of scissors, then you, especially this time of the year, Christmas time, everyone in the house is going to spend half their life saying, where are the scissors? Because they're going to be moving from room to room as different people wrap different things. And so it's important, I think, to have more than one pair of scissors. So we have heaps. Okay, so we have scissors in the kitchen, and they are kitchen scissors that live in our knife block, and they pull apart and I can put them in the dishwasher and wash them. So they're used for cooking. That's what they're for. And so they stay in the kitchen. They're kitchen scissors only. And then I have some scissors here in the pens and calculator and pencils and things drawer on my left. There's a pair of scissors, and they are my office scissors that belong in my office, and I use them in my office. In Moz's office, he has his own pair of scissors and they're used for his office stuff, and often they're the ones that we use for wrapping things because his office is nearer to our lounge room. So kitchen, office scissors, and then I have my craft scissors. So my sewing scissors are in the sewing kit. Woe betide anyone who uses them on paper. They are for craft things and material. And then I have a little pair of craft scissors and they're in my knitting bag and therefore cutting my knitting. So they live with the wool and they use to cut the wool. That's what they do. We have trimming moustache scissors and they live in the bathroom because that's where they're used, in the bathroom. And I'm trying to think if we have any other pairs of scissors around the place. I think that's about it. So some in the office, some in the kitchen, some in the bathroom, and some with all the craft stuff. Different, they're all scissors, but they're all different scissors used for different reasons. And if we only had one, if we decided we're going to declutter and we're just going to stick with one pair of scissors, then as I said, it's going to be moved from room to room, and you might use them in the garden for cutting up the plants and then in the kitchen for cooking, you know, like it's a different tool for a different space. So there might be a few tools of this like this. So if you find yourself always saying, where's the whatever? Why isn't it where I put it? And it's been used by someone else for a different purpose in a different room, you might decide that you need to buy to duplicate things. But part of the problem with having excess clutter in your house is that you can't find things. And so part of the problem is you might find that, say, with a torch, you're looking for the torch, you can't find the torch, so you buy another torch. But when you declutter the house, you might find that you have 6 or 7 or 8 torches. And if you put them all in a box with a label on it that says torch and in the place that you know you're going to go looking for that, then that's where they live. And you'll find that you don't actually need 5 or 7 or 10 torches that you've unearthed because you know where the torch is and you can go and find it. So only duplicate when it's absolutely necessary, but I do find it useful with scissors especially. So they're my solutions for storage that I have thought about, like handy hints that you might find helpful, that I definitely find helpful. And I encourage you, maybe it's a summer project, to declutter, to make sure like things are put together or that something that you need for a job is put in the same space as everything else in that job, and that you know where things are that you're going to go look for them. If you want more help with this sort of stuff, Sandra Felton is fantastic. Dana K. White is fantastic. And of course, there's always Marie Kondo if you want your life to spark joy. So there's lots of stuff out there, but also feel free to write to me, ruth@ruthamos.com.au, or find me on Facebook at Ruth Amos Author, or tweet me at A Quiet Life Blog and tell me that you want my advice, if you want my advice, or share with me what your storage top tips are, because I always love to know more of organizational techniques. I love organizational stuff, so any helpful hints that you've got for me be fantastic. And I look forward to talking to you about more end of year Christmassy stuff in the next episode. So I will chat to you soon.